I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, John Snow, has been in Beijing, China, the past 2 days, talking with the Chinese government about the value of their currency against the dollar. Mr. Snow has been under pressure from U.S. exporters. They're worried about losing business to cheaper Chinese products, maybe too cheap, cheaper than they should be. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Ryssdal. Kai, why does it matter what the value of the Chinese currency is?
Well, Alex, I'll tell you what. Let's start with the basics. The bottom line is that if the Chinese currency, the yuan it's called, is weak in relation to the dollar, Americans don't have to spend much to buy Chinese products. If you have to pay $1 to get 8 yuan, which is about what the rate is, it's better if you're a consumer than if you can get, say, 5 yuan to the dollar. And that basically makes Chinese products cheaper here than U.S. products are there. Given the size of the Chinese market and the fact that Chinese exports have been booming lately, U.S. manufacturers want the Bush administration to do something. They say the yuan's undervalued by about 40%.
What is it they want the administration to do?
Well, the catch with China is that the yuan's not freely traded. The government keeps it right at about 8.3 to the dollar. They let it float, as it's known, only a fraction of a percent up and down. China's actually the biggest economy on the planet that does not let its currency float. So what John Snow has to do over there is find some way to convince the Chinese government that it's in their interest to let the currency markets have their way with the yuan.
How's he doing with that argument?
Well, not so good. He had a press conference today on his way to a meeting. He said the Chinese had, and I quote here, indicated that they were willing to talk about it, but he couldn't get them to commit to a timetable. And in fact, the governor of the Chinese Central Bank, he's there, Alan Greenspan, basically, said Americans should work harder to sell things in China, not look to the Chinese government for help. You have to understand the Chinese have some real domestic issues to deal with, just as the White House does here. They're moving toward a market-oriented economy. Unemployment is an enormous issue for them as their workers go from rural enterprises to manufacturing in the city. And they're worried if they let the yuan get stronger, then their factories won't be able to sell anything here.
Why is it that Mr. Snow's being set off now to present U.S. business concerns to the Chinese government? Why now?
Two words, Alex. Presidential election. I don't know if you've been noticing, you probably have, but the president's been paying lots of attention to the economy lately, specifically the unemployment rate. It was 6.2% in July, pretty high for the way things have been going lately. The president gave a Labor Day speech trying to buck up the spirits of factory and union workers. They've lost 2.5 million jobs since the president took office. So there are some very real political implications to what seems like just another boring economic story. So we will follow John Snow's trip to Asia today in the Marketplace newsroom, and we will have a story on the lives of migrant farm workers in this country.
Thanks very much. Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.